Hi, everybody. You're listening to Sex and Happiness Show, and I'm Laurie Handlers, your host, and I'm excited to be back with you. I want to remind you that you can follow me on Facebook or Twitter. You can go to Laurie Handlers on either Facebook or Twitter. Of course, you can write to me at sexandhappiness@gmail.com if you have feedback about my shows or you want to make any suggestions. I love hearing from you. Love, love, love hearing from you. So a few weeks ago, I told you that I was going to take some happiness questionnaires, that I had heard about them, I had read an article about them, and that I wanted to share with you what I discovered about myself from taking these questionnaires, and I invite you to take them along with me. So far I've taken two, because it turns out there are a lot of them, and this is very time consuming. I still encourage you to do it, and I'm going to work my way through them. And so I wanted to just tell you what I found out about my life so far. I took the Authentic Happiness Inventory questionnaire, and that this questionnaire measures overall happiness. And I'm going to give you an idea of some of the how the questions go on it, so it won't be foreign for you to be able to go there to this website, which I'll give you shortly, and give you an idea of what this questionnaire is like. So here's a sample question. You would choose A, B, C, D, or E. And A is, I rarely get what I want. B is, sometimes I get what I want and sometimes not. C is, somewhat more often than not, I get what I want. D is, I usually get what I want. And E is, I always get what I want. That's just a sample question from the Authentic Happiness Questionnaire. And I basically answered that D. I usually get what I want. And that's one thing. There was another one that I particularly liked. There was another question that I particularly liked, which had to do with purpose or meaning in life. And I'm going to share that one with you too, and then I'll tell you what a couple of experts say about it. One of the questions is, again, A, B, C, D, E. A, my life does not have any purpose or meaning. B, I do not know the purpose or meaning of my life. C, I have a hint about my purpose in life. D, I have a pretty good idea about the purpose or meaning of my life. E, I have a very clear idea about the purpose or meaning of my life. And I answered that E. I have a very clear idea about the purpose and meaning of my life. And in the article that I read recently, there was an interview with Deepak Chopra and Russell Simmons. And they both agreed, and these are guys who, you know, they work in a health field, they're yogis. Deepak Chopra introduced most of the Western world to Ayurvedic medicine, and he's been involved with so many other things since then, it would be hard to recount. And Russell Simmons, he's the clothing designer, rapper, film producer, positive guy, you know, and they were interviewed somewhere in New York, and they both agreed that true happiness comes from a life with purpose. Actually, as if we had a purpose where we were paying it forward in life. We were taking on things that made a difference for other people's lives. Not so much what we can acquire and attain in our life, but what we can do that makes a difference for other people. I'm setting it up this way because my show today has a lot to do with it. I'm telling you about these happiness questionnaires, but my guest on the show today has had a huge impact on my world, probably your world, and most of the world where people have something to say about sex and happiness. So stay tuned. I have an amazing guest today, Charles Muir. You may have heard of him. So I wanted to say this thing about Deepak Chopra and Russell Simmons and share that meaning or purpose question with you from the Authentic Happiness Questionnaire. Anyway, just to give you an idea of how I scored on the questions that I answered, there might have been 50 questions that were on the A through E scale. I scored a 4.54 out of a possible 5. Which means I am as happy or happier than 99% of people in many of the ranges, like professional people, people my age, people with my education, etc. Which 4.54 on a 5-point scale made me happier than I already was happy, which I, you know, just showed something to me. It was really wonderful to be tested on that. I also did one other questionnaire, and of course, I promise you, I'm going to do some more, and I'll be sharing the results. I did a questionnaire which measures depression symptoms. And on this questionnaire, I scored 3 out of a possible 60. And so the interpretation of this questionnaire said 0 to 5, which my score was 3, right in between that. 0 to 5 on this scale means that I show almost no signs or symptoms of depression. Woohoo! Lucky me. So far, so good. So, other questionnaires I'll be taking in the future. I just want you to know I'm going to share these results with you because I think it's really important. And it's important to catch myself where there might be a shadow side that I don't know about yet that's going to show up in one of these questionnaires. I'll be taking an emotions questionnaire, a compassionate love scale, and an optimism test. And those are just to name a few. There are many more, but those are ones that kind of caught my eye, and I'm going to take them. Now, I highly recommend that if you're interested in finding out about yourself and your happiness, by the way, none of these questionnaires asked about sex yet, but I'm hoping that they will. I highly recommend that you go to this website and find out about yourself. Because, and here's why. You may be happier than you think. And according to the person that I first read the article who talked about this happiness quotient, once she tested herself and found out that she was happy, she actually got happier. There's something about finding out that you're better than you think, or better than what I'd call your monkey mind is telling you about yourself, because the monkey mind has a critic in there that loves to cut us down. It builds us up sometimes falsely, and then it also cuts us down. So I encourage you to find out about your happiness quotient, because just in case you're happier than you think, or could get happier than you think by finding out just how happy you are, I think it's worth doing. And I don't know. I just, I might be prejudiced, but I think that anybody listening to a show on sex and happiness, or anybody who's actually listened to my previous show, Tantra Cafe, to find out about how they could transmute sexual energy and make themselves happy in their body. I'm prejudiced. I think that you're happier than you know. And I think that if you're doing any of the practices that have ever come across these airwaves, that you are doing something proactive, something really conscious and authentic to boost your happiness. And I feel like that's your birthright. I feel like you deserve it. And I know I do, and that's how I got started on this path. Whenever I got started on this path, whatever it was, 12, 13, 14 years ago, I knew that inside me I had the possibility of being really, really happy. And I knew that something was really off and missing from my life. So although on the outside I appeared happy, and most people that thought that I had my life was made, there was something really missing inside me, and that something got filled up. And opened up and expanded and increased as I went more and more into the exploration of my own sex and happiness. And I'm gonna tell you that, in the next few segments of the show, I'm going to be interviewing Charles Muir, in case you didn't hear that. And of course, I'll give him the proper intro in a moment, but I want to let you know that Charles and his work has had an effect on my sex and happiness, both and together. I had a tremendous opening in a time when I went to one of his courses, and that opening is an opening that lasted. The effects of what happened as a result of me having an experience in one of his courses is still with me. These are things that don't go away very quickly. These are things, but you know why? Because they're in the body. So This is why I always say to you, go in your body, go in your body for answers. So anyway, my invitation to all of you is to take the happiness test, and I'm going to give you the website now so that you can go there. This is free, by the way. This is free. You just go there. It's free for the sign in and a password. You fill out a little bit of something, and then you can take all these tests and find out about yourself. So here's the website. www.authentichappiness.sa. upenn.edu. So I'm going to say the whole thing again. I'll spell it out. www.authentichappiness, authentic happiness, .ss.upenn.edu. Go there for more information and to find out how to take your own happiness questionnaires and find out about yourself. I really, really encourage you to do this. So, we're going to take a short break here. We will be back in a moment. You're listening to Sex and Happiness, and I'm Laurie Handler's your host. And when I come back, I'm going to be with Charles Muir, who is a famous person in the area of sex and happiness. And I really want you to come back and hear Charles and I talk together. So please stay tuned.
Have you ever wished for an end to pests in and around your home, around your office? Stop paying for dangerous chemicals that can harm your children, your pets, and your clients. Today in Arizona and Florida, an environmentally responsible pest control company named Ladybug has set up shop to provide natural and organic pest control services. Ladybug can help you stop even the most persistent, nastiest bugs with green, organic products that are friendly to people and pets. In addition, there are franchise opportunities in Arizona, Florida, and throughout the USA. To learn more about Ladybug's home-friendly and earth-smart green pest control services, visit the Ladybug website at ladybugcorp.com or call us at 561-276-7600. Ladybug guarantees you another eco-friendly, pest-free day, naturally.
Wondering what book you should read to jumpstart your sex life and increase your happiness? Try my book, Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy by me, Laurie Handlers. This short, easy-to-read book will make you laugh at yourself, and it may possibly make you cry as you discover my tantric secrets for happiness and how they apply to you. In the book, I begin with the 10th law, make love in the unknown, and then I work you all the way through laws 1 through 9 to teach you how to be in the unknown, fresh, every moment of every day of your life. Sex and Happiness puts the innocence and love back into sex and gives Tantra the respect it deserves. It's only $19.99 in paperback and $14.99 ebook. Go to sexandhappiness.com to order your copy of Sex and Happiness by me, Laurie Handlers, the host of Tantra Cafe. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Sex and Happiness, and I'm Laurie Handlers, your host. And I want to let you know that this segment of the show is brought to you by Life Wave Patches for pets and people. And if you're in pain or you happen to be unable to sleep, if you've ever heard about how the body needs glutathione, or maybe you could use a boost of energy in your life, try Life Wave Patches. There are a variety of patches to choose from. Each one of them is like a small band-aid designed to help your body with the challenges of life from lifestyle or simply not getting enough of what the body needs. You can even use these amazing patches on your pets. No surprise there. Go to Life Wave for Pets and People on Facebook and see Suzanne Summers' interview with Dr. David Schmidt about the patches that reduce stress and inflammation while increasing energy. Or call Valerie at 714-928-6399 to find out how you can order your patches or consider becoming an independent LifeWave distributor. That's 714-928-6399 for LifeWave patches. Okay, well, I'm here with my guest. I want to just let you know who he is, Charles Muir. He is the founder of the Source School of Tantra Yoga. Charles is considered the originator and pioneer of the modern Tantra movement in the United States. In 1980, he originated the Tantra, the art of conscious loving format, sacred spot massage, and many other inventive experiential exercises, which have become the cornerstones in the curriculum of most Tantra educators. In addition to red Tantra practices, which have to do more about they have more explicit sexuality, I'll add, Charles teaches a powerful method of white Tantra, or Laya Yoga, which is the grandfather of Hatha Yoga. With Chaz extended holds, meditation, chakra focus, its gentle on-the-body approach is relaxing, revitalizing, and awakens consciousness quickly. Charles has authored 2 Tantra books, 2 Tantra training DVDs, 8 Tantra CDs, and he's been on radio and television, and he's 2 Hollywood feature movies were based on Charles's work. So, Charles has been... He's been dabbling in the world of sex and happiness for some time now. Charles, welcome to the show. It's great to have you today.
Thank you, Lori. It's really good to be with you.
Great, great. So I want to ask you, I don't know. I know a lot of, the story of what led you into Tantra, and some of that I think we'll hit on today. But basically, given who you are now, you've been at this Tantra thing since the 60s, yeah?
Yeah.
So what's your take on sex and happiness? Do you feel that great sex increases a person's happiness? Let's just go right to that.
a plain answer would be definitely. It actually changes the brain chemistry, the neural peptides, and one starts to feel more of the experience of happiness. Yet Tantra really teaches you that, hey, we live in a world of duality where there's happiness, there's also going to be sorrow. And that's why the purpose of tantric sexuality is not to be happier. It's to awaken consciousness so you start to actually feel the deepest part of yourself. And the word they use is not joy, but ananda, bliss. That when one feels one's deepest essence that dwells in everyone, that essence is joy. That essence is peace. And that essence is what we call love. So here's a practice of love that singles and couples do together to change how each other feel. And they use sex as a kind of extended meditation where they get real good at the art of giving, honoring, pleasurable sensation, release of tension, and a feeling of deep nurturing. Tantrikas are people who practice to learn this as a skill. And boy, what a skill to help change people how they feel.
Well, I do want to ask you I led into this because about, an experience that I've had as a result of being with you in a class. I want to talk about those skills. And yet I want to say for a moment before we actually go there, this notion of ananda, what you're talking about, bliss, it occurs to me when you were talking that the bliss state is almost, it doesn't have sorrow and happiness in it. It just feels kind of high. Even the lows that I have felt, in the past 5-10 years or whatever, have felt like some kind of a high, a drugless, alcoholless high that seems to encompass sorrow and happiness, but doesn't have the swings, like I guess what people would call mood swings. It doesn't have those mood swings that I certainly used to have pre-entering into this world. What do you think?
I still have mood swings. I just don't take them so seriously from that place of awareness that one develops in meditation. It becomes not a philosophy, but an actual experience. So there can be chaos outside. Things can be moving real fast. But your sense of self is peaceful even amidst the chaos. And you feel things when a mother dies or you lose a beloved you're close to. Or do sacred spot on someone who has stage 4 cancer, which I just did a few days ago. You feel grief, you feel sorrow, but you're living in a place that allows you to observe that without causing suffering around that. This is happening, and I'm still in here. I'm still in here feeling peaceful. I can respond to Mom just died and arrange the funeral arrangements and teach a class that weekend, but at the same time feel, oh my God, that's, you can fully own your grief when you are situated in a place of peace and joy.
Yeah.
But you know, for most people, they don't come to Tantra to learn a meditation. Most of them come to make sex better. And the fact of the matter, and I think what we should talk about, is that you can get real good at sex. You can change how you feel and your partner feels. And that's a vital skill and important skill for everyone to study. And it's learnable.
Well, before we go there, because I know we're going to touch on this, but before I couldn't agree with you more. I think you're right, and I think it has a great chance of it increasing. I think it has a great chance of increasing happiness, whatever this having purpose and meaning in your life and feeling good in your body. I think it can increase that more so than increasing suffering, for sure. But I want to be, you mentioned something. You said doing sacred spot on somebody who had stage 3 or 4 cancer.
Stage
and before
4.
We go into the learning of how to make good sex, we need to say that because we might have lost somebody along the way who doesn't know what you're talking about. So are you there? Can you?
Yes. So were you asking more about that sacred spot session with someone who's dying or?
Yeah, just to say I have a feeling you're going to bring this in terms of what people can learn as well, but you mentioned it. So it's just, if you could just give us a brief description of what that is and how that was for you.
Sure. Sacred spot massage has contact to a point which is found inside a woman's vagina in the area of tissue called the Grafenberg spot. And it's called a nadi, an access point, sort of like an acupuncture point, which is an entry into that chakra. And the sexual chakra, or second chakra, is a part of our psyche that while we can't experience joy playing with it, we can often feel a lot of experiences having opened up sexually or been rejected sexually. We can also close down and need healing. So sacred spot is a type of massage and energy work where you reach into the chakra with an objective not to get it off, but to put all of your consciousness, all of your love, all of a skill which is easily learnable, sacred spot massage, into the second chakra, the woman's psyche. And because you can actually reach into the chakra, you can energetically touch all of the chakras, all of the psyche. And that moves trapped, closed down, wounded energy that's stuck in the psyche and the energy body. And it gets that energy moving again. And when energy moves, it's pleasurable. If you look at an orgasm is energy and movement, and it changes how you feel, and it lets loose certain brain chemicals. But where energy slows down or gets stuck, that's where we get our owies, and we rush to a chiropractor or an acupuncturist or an energy worker, or there are hundreds of schools of this is how you can move your blocked energy.
We need to just take a little break there. That's exactly what I wanted you to do, so thank you so much. I just wanted to give a nice explanation of what you meant by sacred spot. When we come back, I'd like to hear about how you worked with a woman who had the cancer and what it was like when her energy moved. So and then also how you train people to do this. This is so important. So we'll be right back. You're listening to Sex and Happiness. I'm Laurie Hamlers, and my guest today is Charles Muir, who is considered the originator and pioneer of the modern Tantra movement. So Stay tuned with us. We'll be right back.
Would you like to try a natural product that would enhance your orgasms? My guest today is Shayna Venice, the founder of New Zealand Pure, a company that makes unique products for sexual wellness. Shayna, what is it that people can use to enhance their orgasms? Everybody's trying to do that.
Absolutely. Well, there are different factors that, come into play why we don't have explosive orgasms. One is, our vaginal secretions aren't flowing like they used to. Perhaps you're a little dry, perhaps you're a little irritated. Well, the great thing about silk, which is made from kiwi vine extract, is that it helps to balance your own pH and increase your vaginal secretions. The result is explosive, satisfying, wonderful orgasms and joyful sex.
Wow, Shayna, thanks so much for that description. Wonderful. If you'd like to find out more about silk, go to silkusa.com. That's SYLKUSA.com. You can find out more about silk from me as well. Write to Laurie@tantracafe.com.
If you're looking for the absolute best holiday present that you could possibly get for someone, consider Tonga Fine Lingerie. Tonga Fine Lingerie comes from France and Italy. It's amazing fabric, lace, and silk. And you won't find anything like it anywhere. That's www.tangafinelingerie.com. T-A-N-G-A, finelingerie.com. We're back with Sex and Happiness, the show. And I'm Laurie Handlers. I'm here with Charles Muir. And Charles was just describing to us how you can actually access the whole energy body in what's called the chakras or the energy centers by actually reaching inside to the vagina and touching the sacred spot, which many people know as the G-spot or the Grafenberg spot. Charles, what was it like for you working with somebody? I couldn't remember what the stage of cancer was that you said. What was it like for you working with somebody this way, and what happened when the energy moved?
Oh, I've worked with three people that had cancer, one of whom had been giving a death sentence. I've worked with many people that have had cancer, but three in particular where the cancer has been healed. So I have observed miracles, and therefore it's easy for me to believe in them. And though all of our mutual friends, and this is a lady who's a tantra teacher and a Shakti woman, all of her friends, oh, she's stage four cancer. She doesn't get it that she's dying. And she's been through 20 chemotherapy sessions and has lost all of her hair on her head and her eyebrows and her pubic region, and she's kept a positive attitude. And so I went there with a positive attitude amidst chaos in my life. But I made the time to be with this dear friend, and it was a vehicle for me to feel great compassion and empathy and grief of every person I've lost in my life of a female nature. I'm getting a little older now, so people start dying, and all of that got triggered from me, and a place of great compassion and love was able to come out my eyes and my hands and take what had gotten numb and shut down her second chakra and move the energy and give her some orgasms and ejaculations, and I should say experience them together and create some laughter. And I really felt that it was a healing session of great power for me, and I truly hope for her. I know I left her better than I found her.
When you say there's a bunch of things that you introduced into this too that, I understand, when you say a Shakti woman, that's a woman who's a goddess, somebody who has found out through her search on the path that she is connected to the goddess. And you also mentioned that you gave her orgasms with ejaculation. And Charles, you know, I know in your world.
Gotcha.
So we need to say a little something about that now.
Well, listen, you know, a good many people go around settling for a level of orgasm, of movement, of energy in a pleasurable way on a very low octave level, and they think, ah, that's great, I had an orgasm, having no idea how big can be, how huge the feeling of energy and connection to yourself, your partner, and God is. And that's why Tantra is such an important study. So, yes, women can have multiple orgasms that leave the genitals and energetically run all through their body, moving even more trapped energy, breaking out in smiles and laughter and gushes of liquid from her vagina, from the urethral opening. And talk about a happy experience. That's a joy. It's hard to worry or even think when you're having an orgasm. You're in the other side of the brain where love and mystical experience happens, not the part of the brain that worries or thinks or has a philosophy, but a place that actually is experiencing the joy of moving energy, connected to love, connected to consciousness, as it moves through our whole self and connects us to God. So there's that. And for a beginner to go hear that, what? They'd be happy to just have good sex and an orgasm. And, you know, Tantra teaches the techniques to make you a better lover. But right, while one practices love, one actually makes more love. If you do the techniques of more harmony and more love, you actually get that with the person you're sharing that practice with. And couples need practices to stay in love, to keep the brain chemistry with the chemicals of love. Singles need to love in a way where they don't suffer. So Tantra teaches a philosophy about that as well. And singles and couples can learn, I want to be the best lover I can be for myself. I want to go to these new places, and I want to help my partner go to those places so we can go to them together.
So I imagine when you say that, I mean, you said a lot there. That was, it's, you know, I couldn't agree with you more. And then I have this picture of the person that you were working with just recently. And I have a picture of you too, because you mentioned about mom. So I can only assume that you did mention that perhaps your mom just passed. I don't know. But you said it was in the midst of chaos and all kinds of things happening in your life. And so even if it wasn't your mom, but mom could pass, anyone's, I imagine that the release of this fluid that you talk about and also the sheer joy of connecting with somebody and connecting with one's own energy as big as what you just described could possibly be a better healing than, you know, the best penicillin or the best, you know, whatever. I know they don't treat cancer with penicillin, but you know what I'm saying. I read recently where making love and sex suppresses cold and flu symptoms. Because when the body, when people are turned on and overall peptides are flowing and the chemistry is going, that this suppresses any kind of stuffed nose that people have or flu symptoms or what have you. So when you're talking about cancer, I can only imagine that it does the same.
Well, you know, this type of cancer, there's a certain amount of success rate. You live 2 years, you live 5 years, you have a miracle, and it just takes one person believing in that. And when two people believe in it and join their intention to their love and their focused mind, something amazing can happen. Just even if it's just to leave your suffering and your fear about what's to come next, or losing another person. You've had lovers you've been lovers with for 20 years. to be in the moment of love, to feel that energy flow, to see joy on that person's face and to feel the joy within myself. That was a great experience. And, you know, I didn't go to that date like all excited. I'd been stressed out helping my family. And it was, I got to fit this in. I got to do this. And, oh, I don't know if I'm ready to see her. You know, she's 20 chemotherapies. And it was just showing up in the love and plugging in the techniques and an ability to decide I'm going to create love even though I don't feel like it, even though I'm tired or I got a headache or I'm shut down. It's a practice. And if you do the practice, you change how you feel. And so many people are miserable, and they would just get so much happier if they'd open up and practice some of the techniques of Tantra Yoga.
Well, this is it's great that you say this, because this is exactly where I want to go when we come back from this break. I want to let people know about what they can learn and how they can learn to move this energy, and also I'll share a little bit about my experience when I was in a class with you in New York. Because as I said, it had lasting effects. And all the practices that I do have had lasting effects on the way I look, the way I feel, the way I feel with other people, the accepting that I can be with, you know, be with anything.
That's so obvious, Lori. It's what makes you who you are.
Thanks, Charles. It's great. So we are going to take a break here. I want to let you know that you're listening to Sex and Happiness. I'm Laurie Handlers, your host. I'm talking with Charles Muir. And if you don't know who Charles Muir is, you might want to check out Source Tantra. I recommend that you do. Check out sourcetantra.com, www.source, S-O-U-R-S-E. Sorry, spelled it wrong. S-O-U-R-C-E. Boy, that was a common spelling error. SourceTantra.com to find out about Charles's classes and books and DVDs and CDs and other kinds of things that Charles has. We're going to find out a little bit more, though, when we come back about how he actually teaches people to be with people the way he just described he was with this friend of his. So stay tuned. There's a lot more when we come back.
Many times on Tantra Cafe, you've heard my guests and me discuss emotional release techniques. Now, you can do emotional release work in the privacy of your own home. In my CD, Shamanic Release in Lati Han, I create a very, very safe and sacred space in which you can do the powerful work I'm known for in my Tantra courses. First, I set you up with the proper positioning and breathing, and then I guide you through emotional states to the beat of tribal African rhythms. Try this CD as an easy way to do your personal clearing work on a regular basis and watch your relationships walk free from emotional baggage. You can order my CD at butterflyworkshops.com for only $20. I believe you're worth it. I hope you do. Go to butterflyworkshops.com and get your copy now and walk free from emotional baggage.
We're back with Sex and Happiness, the show, and I'm Laurie Handlers, your host. Has weight loss been difficult or impossible for you? Have you tried a lifetime of diets and are still overweight? Have you tried all the fad diets and supplements and you're still overweight? Have you suffered through a diet and lost weight only to gain it all back, plus more in a fraction of the time it took to take off? Have you suffered the side effects of fat burners and prescription drugs? Have you even considered surgery? If you answered yes to these questions, I want to let you know that the answer for you might be homeopathic HCG. How would you like to lose up to a pound a day with no exercise required, no hunger, and without being on a restrictive diet for the rest of your life, with no unpleasant side effects? Well, if you want to find out more about HCG, I recommend you go to hormonenurse.com, www.hormonenurse.com, and find out not only about HCG and its amazing fat reduction effect on your body, which, by the way, it's reduced 20 pounds from this body the body that's talking to you right now. And also you'll find out about bioidentical hormones, which could help with your libido, which would make sex and happiness more readily available to you. And bioidentical hormones help with other things like sleep and appetite and quality of skin and life, etc. So go to hormonenurse.com. Okay, we're back. I'm interviewing Charles Muir today, and we're having, we're having quite an intimate conversation about us as individuals and what we've gotten from our practices. And Charles has an amazing way of explaining things and putting them into the love so that you can actually almost taste what he's talking about and possibly want to take this on for yourself. So Charles, when I took your course in New York, I was amazed at how you trained men to become amazingly powerful healers. You trained them in an afternoon. Now, they may not be the ones that you certify and send out into the world to say that they're certified Tantra educators, but you, in a three-day workshop, you taught men in an afternoon to be able to go in and touch a woman's sacred spot and have her have amazing results, like letting go of all kinds of historic stuff that could be stored there. I myself experienced that. I let go of an incident with my father that I didn't know was there. I had let go of it many times in other transformational courses. I saw an image of myself in some other lifetime being burned at the stake, and I let go of that when I was, taking your, in the weekend in which I was taking your course. How is it that you transfer this fabulous information to men and women to become sexual healers?
Well, the people come wanting to learn, and while I'm coaching the men for about 3 hours, the women are being coached by one of my teaching partners. And, if you address this area, you learn where it is. In an afternoon, you can learn 9 simple strokes, different vectors of energy, massage strokes into this little area. It's not the Sahara Desert. It's a tiny little area. And I can teach. I've been teaching the men all weekend and the women about energy and focusing their busy, what you called monkey mind, to quiet that and get into the feeling side of the brain. In our course, about 95% of the single women who attend find a man, choose a man to give them this massage. But it's not just massaging this spot. We first have to teach men how to touch the H spot, how to touch the heart of the woman so they're really ready to open up that sacred space between their legs. So I teach the men about emotions and being there for a woman's emotions, learning how to be when she's having emotions even at you. And then I send them out. Hey, I want you to take 1.5 to 2 hours. Here's a crypt sheet list of what we talked about. Forget about all that and just remember to be present with your woman, with your love, and explore this area where you'll find numb and painful and pretty pleasurable spots, energetically shocking spots at times, and hold those spots with your presence and your love and be there for whatever the woman is feeling. And the other thing is we teach the women how to breathe during this experience, how to fully receive and breathe and step into the body, which is slower moving spirit. It's not just the temple of the spirit. So it's kind of a fun homework assignment to send people to, because on Sunday morning, people come back and they talk story about, hey, here's what happened in my homework. And, most of them are a lot happier.
Yeah, I personally was amazed at some of the stories and some of the people that when they came back and they were so... Their faces change, Charles.
They get younger.
Yeah, they get younger. They look, the stress the stress went away. All that uptight. Well, I was with you in New York, so and I can speak about New York, and so can you. We're both New Yorkers, so we could speak about how tense it is there, how tense the quality of life is there, and people came back and they were glowing.
I love my New Yorkers. I mean, the conscious ones that come out for this, they're just ready for a breakthrough. And that's a great concept in our sexual love, to have a breakthrough so that there's more love, more joy, more energy, vitality, and a release of the past. And, you know, when those people are sharing their stories, about 25% of them visit this place of exquisite energy and orgasm, and I didn't know how long it could last or how big the waves could be. And about 25% of them need to hit the wall of what's blocking your free-flowing, joyful sexual energy. And as you mentioned, it can come up in a wave, and you were remembering the issues with your father and other things that you thought, I've done so much work, that's gone. But it stays in the chakra, in our psyche, unless we free the energy. I mean, we get a lot of people that have done years on therapy around rape or molestation, and they, you know, the guy listens and they do forgiveness and they confront, but the woman doesn't get more functional, because you have to go to the level of the energy, which is underneath the emotion and underneath the psychological blocks and physical blocks. And energy is easily understandable if you have a really good teacher. And I pride myself on being a good love coach and taking guys that are engineers and elevator operators and executives and say, hey, come on, you laid your money down, you paid for the course, I challenge you, try this. So learn good. This the way you wanted to learn a backhand in tennis, or how to hit a golf ball, or how to play a computer game. I want you to be into it for the whole course. And the guys show up and they love having a way to actually put their love out to women. And it's amazing how deeply single women can open up and heal from a guy they don't even know his last name. Yeah. I always do that joke the next day. You know, someone shares, and I said, now tell me something. What's his last name? And she was able to do for a living, right? She was able to see this guy enough to trust him. I trust in your integrity to give me this rather intimate experience, and that you'll be there for me if my emotions come up, even if they come up at you. And it's funny, because the single guys, they can hold the space for the women much easier than the couples. The single guys know they're innocent. If the wife's feeling pain there and, you shut me down, you've used me, all our marriage for a sexual toy, and, you know, that's hard to hear.
Yes, it is.
But I teach the men, hey, it's a moment like birthing where they get to say anything. Don't take it personal. Get out of your ego and show up for your woman who's releasing. But the single guys, they're just, you chose me, thank you, and I know I'm innocent. I'll hold the space for you.
So good, Charles, so good. Well, listen, we have just about a minute left, so I want to tell people to go to Source Tantra, Source Tantra, to find out more about you. But what do you have upcoming, or what book do you want people to know about in this last 30 seconds or so?
Well, if they go to sourcetantra.com, they can download a $25 CD that sells in stores, which is an introduction to Tantra principles and practices. And we have home study aids. We do weekend courses all around the United States, as well as vacation seminars in Hawaii. And we've trained the majority of the very successful Tantra teachers out there have either studied directly at our school or with people that have graduated as advanced teachers of Tantra, the art of conscious loving. Well, so I'd love everyone to visit that, and everyone to drop down to one of our free courses. We offer free introductory courses so you get to know us and the work. And I want you to be very optimistic that you can be a great lover and make it a joyful experience.
Charles, thank you so much. I think that you fit the picture, what Deepak Chopra and Russell Simmons were talking about, having life with a purpose, true happiness coming from life with a purpose. I think your purpose was to get people free, sexually free, in a way that I don't know anyone else has done that. So thank you so much for your work in this world.
Thank you, Lori, for your work and giving me a chance to share it with your listeners. Look forward to when we see each other next.
Me too. And everyone else, my next show, we will be talking about sex education and how that connects to happiness. Come back next time. This is Lori Handler signing off for Sex and Happiness, the show.